Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available to you online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. Coming up, NPR wants your picks for top songs of the year. We're going to give you our opinion and get the opinion of the eminently qualified Bob Boylan of All Songs Considered in just a moment. First, though, let's go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. Latino immigrants say speaking good English is crucial to economic success in the United States. That's from a new study by the Pew Hispanic Center in Washington. The study tracks 14,000 Latino adults from 2002 to 2006. It finds that only 23% of first-generation Latino immigrants say they speak English very well, but 88% of their children do, and 94% of their children are fully fluent in English, even as 41% of Hispanic adults continue to use Spanish as a primary language. A new audio tape from Osama bin Laden calls for European nations to back away from helping the U.S. in the war on Afghanistan. NPR's Deborah Amos has this report.
The Arabic language channel Al Jazeera broadcast short excerpts of a tape reportedly from the head of Al-Qaeda. Directed towards Europeans, the message urged them to change their leaders' policies in Afghanistan, calling on them to end military cooperation with the U.S. Al Jazeera broadcast the audio tape as part of a news report. When bin Laden's last message was broadcast on Al Jazeera, bin Laden's followers complained on websites that the Arabic language channel had misrepresented his message and its meaning. In that message, bin Laden was quoted as saying Islamist militants in Iraq had made mistakes in their tactics. He called on them to unite. Al-Qaeda had announced through websites that a new message was coming a few days ago.
That's NPR's Deborah Amos. A Christmas tree at Missouri State University is getting a reprieve and a Hanukkah menorah. Teachers in the school's religious studies department say they wanted to talk about how their building could show respect for different religious traditions, but someone put the tree up before they had that little discussion. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch says Missouri State will also put up a display case about varying holiday celebrations. You can show off your holiday celebrating on our blog with our inaptly named Great Christmas Tree Showdown of 2007. As soon as we invited listeners to send pictures of Christmas trees, someone asked about sending one of a Hanukkah bush, and then another listener sent video of this whirling sculpture thing made out of a Hobart mixer and his father's old ties. You just have to see it. The details are on our blog. Just go to npr.org/Bryant Park. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Laura. Capital effort. Capital
Excellent
effort
job.
Today.
First Thanks. Time out.
Take the rest of the day off, by which I mean the next 5 minutes.
Thanks, guys.
Go back to work.